Great to be with you. Price Heedley here from BigTrends.com, you know, talking about my favorite strategy for 2020, which is how to buy options and score options home runs, even for a small account strategy. You know, this is an ideal market because with the kind of trend that had, Harry was talking about it as well earlier, you know, you've got a nice steady channel where the volatility is relatively low. So from an options perspective, you don't have to pay up to buy really great trends and options on great trends, whether they're going up or when we get a break on the downside, when they're going down, the volatility will be relatively low at first before it starts to spike after a prolonged decline. So a lot of opportunity here. I'm going to walk you through it with my Grand Slam option strategy here this morning. Just a reminder that everything that I share with you in the presentation today is for your information, education only. Nothing we talk about here is a specific recommendation to buy or sell any particular investment. Of course, you know that you are solely responsible for your own investment decisions. Big Trends and staff are not responsible for any trades you choose to make. At Big Trends, we're all about empowering traders to make better decisions. I launched the company in 1999, so we just had our full 20-year anniversary on our 21st year. So I've been in the game for 30 years. So teaching people has always been important to me. But the reality is, these products are appropriate for all types of traders and investors. Every strategy involves risk. You got to make sure that that fits your own particular risk reward tolerance. And we don't provide personalized advice to any individual. What we do is we take our research, put it out to all of our traders in a particular alert service like Grand Slam Options, and we then walk you through how you might want to execute it, but you decide what you want to do yourself. Now, we're going to talk about kind of the baseball analogy, which if you don't know baseball, you know, the idea of a home run is that you want to, hit the ball at the park and you get to clear all those bases. But if the bases are loaded, that's called a grand slam. You get four runs at once. It's a good way to win the game real quickly with a grand slam swing, hit it out of the park. But the idea is that we're not going for singles here. We're not going for just first base with this approach here. We're going for second base, which would be a double. That's our first target with this method, is at 100% gain. You think, well, that doesn't happen that often, but actually it happens a pretty good amount of the time for us with our grand slam trades because we know what we're doing. And so 100% is our first target. What we'll do when we get that first target is we'll go ahead and we'll sell half of our position at a double. I've always advocated that whether you own a stock, an option, any other kind of trade, and you double your money, sell half of it no matter what, because what that does is it gets your risk capital back in your pocket. And then you can be a lot freer with the rest of the trade. I see a lot of traders who are not able to stay with positions because they've got too much baggage from their past mistakes, their past give-ups of gains that turn into losses. So we want to be able to be freer so we can go for this triple, this 200% gain on another piece of our trade. And then the final piece, when you clear the bases down here and come back around, touch home play for the home run, you get 300% on the final piece. That quadruple is where we say, that's good enough for us. We don't need to hit a 10-bagger. We want to go ahead and book profits here, but we want to do it at a healthy level. What you find is you get, for every one of those trades you do, you're talking about, and we recommend on our model portfolio not putting in more than $1,000 a trade. You can do this with more, but you can do it with less. You can do it with as little as $400 per trade. But the idea is that we recommend about $1,000 a trade. So on a $1,000 trade, we're almost tripling that total investment when you add up those pieces that we book at a double, a triple, and a quadruple. Since we take half out of the double, it's slightly under 200% on the total average, 175% gain on the total position when you do it this way. So if you triple your investment almost on one trade, then you're saying, okay, you know, turn $1,000 into almost $3,000, and you're going, okay, you know, that makes your portfolio grow very, very quickly. The key too is the risk management. I don't just talk about gains, I talk about how to manage risk. So we're going to talk today about how you buy these options at a buck or less. That's $100 or less per contract. We recommend getting at least four contracts for that strategy I just enumerated for you, because then you can sell two, have another one to take off at the triple and the final one to take off at the quadruple. We'll talk about some of the elements of option Greeks like gamma, and particularly when you buy options, gamma can really be a powerful factor. And some of our filters, we'll talk about the indicators I like to use, like the CCI, which is originally developed for commodities, the commodity channel index, but we use it a lot for the big name tech stocks and other big growth stocks in the U.S. market. Also, of course, big trends bands is a technique I developed to find those trends, and then ADX is the average directional movement. We'll get into all that with a review of my aggressive option strategy. Now, I don't usually preach about returns, but the idea that, you know, okay, so how has our actual performance done over the past several years? Last update I had on this about a month ago, it's actually up more since then, but basically $22,226 if you're putting in $1,000 a trade, and never any more than that. Saying, okay, you know, it started with a $10,000 account, you know, you'd be up more than triple over the past few years. You say, well, it's been a great bull market, but you know, for a lot of people, they got blown up in the fourth quarter of 2018, or they saw it, like Harry was alluding to, run up quickly in 18, then blow off right back down. So a big part of our success has been not just making money for our clients, but also teaching you how to keep it, how to hang on to it and not give it back. So that's important. You're going to have give backs. I mean, there's no doubt that you're going to have drawdowns. But, you know, like just even in this past fourth quarter environment, you can see the kind of trades we were making. There were definitely some biases, like in the tech sector with Jabil, Intel, even you could say MasterCard's really now kind of on the cutting edge of tech, but also retail, of course. Disney ended up being a total loser. So I want to mention that that one ended up being a minus 100. It was open at the time and it didn't make its target, didn't get to a level where we could actually get anything for it when we hit what we call our time stop, which means that you give it some time, you try to close it out. But if it's only worth a few pennies, if it doesn't fire, we don't bother closing it out. One of the great things about this whole approach is it avoids a lot of whipsaws. You give yourself a maximum chance to make the money. And then usually we can still, you know, stop around 50% loss when it doesn't work, sometimes less. But the idea being, okay, I'll take that, even take that wipe out on Disney for the fact that I'm making doubles, a triple on Intel, you know, multiple doubles there. So the idea being that there's a lot of opportunity to do this if you do options buying the right way. A lot of people say, they tried option buying, they blew up, they'll never do it again. They heard a horror story from somebody else, so they only sell options. Well, guess what? There's a lot of horror stories with selling options. If you don't know what you're doing, you can blow yourself up a lot of different ways. So my philosophy is you can make a lot of money if you know what you're doing. You know, I've been doing this for 30 years. So the goal is, okay, we want to be focused on how do you find these situations. One of the keys is you don't have to buy the exact low or get out at the exact high. You can see on Baidu, for example, we did not buy back here when it turns out it was kind of the exact low of that move. A lot of people will point you to, we call the exact low an exact high. That is not my game. I once saw John Bollinger at a market technicians conference where he said that his mentor told him he was allowed to call the exact high and low once in his trading career. And he decided it probably wasn't worth staking a career on just a random occasional thing that's not going to happen very often. What I call this is finding the sweet spot of the move. You can see where this was starting to break out here, kind of intraday on Baidu off of that prior earnings little wedge that was created here. And we're getting our other indicators that are all signaling up. So we've got the ADX in green on the top panel. We've got the Larry Williams percent R, percent Williams percent range indicator that says, okay, we're just starting to get through these highs here. And our CCI is starting to come on board. So everything's starting to go. And then in 6 days, we're getting a double. So that's where we sell half the position. The triple and the quadruple happened on the, actually in 4 days on the double, 6 days on the final two targets, which happened on this kind of spike day here. So we're selling part in the morning, part in the rest of the day. And this happens sometimes where you sell a position, you cash it out, you run the register, you're feeling pretty good. It's down the next morning, then it flips up. And up here you go, oh no, I sold it. I shouldn't have sold it. Don't play that game with yourself. That's a mental game. The goal here is to say, find your sweet spot, take it, take the money and run when you've hit your targets. And then you've gotten your risk capital back and you look on for the next trade. Because what you have missed is this risk of this big gap down. You see it was even headed even lower the next day after the gap down. So the idea here, these are all TradeStation charts, by the way, for the most part. But bottom line is that, you know, we're looking for that sweet spot. So we're going to walk you through what those indicators are about. But the reason why I think this is the best strategy for 2020 is because volatility, as measured by the CBOE Volatility Index, or VIX, you hear this talked about on the financial media, has generally stayed under this benchmark line of 20%. And I would draw a line around 20% as a general rule of saying, you know what, sure, you're going to get occasional spikes up above it, but how does the market act in a bigger picture perspective? This is actually a weekly chart around that 20 line. In my experience over 3 decades of options trading, if the market is staying above that 20% line, like it did back in late 07 and throughout the early part of 08, that's not a good sign. That's a sign that volatility is increasing, the risk of a bear move has increased. And you saw that, of course, in the 08 plunge, look at the high in the VIX up at 89 and change. 89, that's the highest level that you'll see on a printed chart. My friend Alex Jacobson, who used to work at the CBOE, said they went back and measured what the VIX would have been in the 87 crash, and they had it pegged as high as 600 intraday. It wasn't trading then, right? What's VIX mean? It means what's the expected volatility of the S&P 500 over the next year, give or take, over one deviation, 67% of the time. So it's saying, you know what, that's obviously an outlier when it's making those extreme moves up. But the reality is, when it's staying below 20 overall, this is a bull market. And you can see that the steadiest part of this bull market has been since about 2012 to date. And we've had occasional spikes. If you update this chart here, you see that, sure, we had occasional spikes up above 20. We got to about 24 there on the August drop. We got in May back just a hair above 20 here. And those were buying opportunities. You can see that, of course, the December 24th, 2018 massacre, where we were getting the market just plunging in the middle to late part of December, a little over a year ago, hit as high as 36. And obviously, when it came back down, it settled it at 20. So you needed to get it back under 20, and it was safe to go back in the water in about February of last year, even though the market was already rallying off of that December 24th bottom, just from a pure your VIX reading. So watch that 20 level on VIX. Guess where VIX is right now? Around 12, 12 and a half, 13. You know, that's very low. That means you're paying very little for options premium, the time premium portion, because that's how the options are priced based on what the perceived volatility is for the market and for that individual stock. Now, when we talk about options home runs, and I think baseball home runs, the first person I think about is Babe Ruth, you know, who is obviously a symbol of that roaring 20s excess. But the reality is, run leader in his day, known as the Sultan of Swat, 714 career home runs. You know, I remember watching Hank Aaron break the Babe's record back in the 70s with the Atlanta Braves when he hit 750. It took a long time for that record to be broken. But what I always point out to people is that the Babe had almost twice as many strikeouts as he did home runs. Yet he was a six-time champion on teams that he actually played for during that year. He was with the Red Sox for another one when he didn't play his first season. But the reality is that, you know, he's remembered as a legend because he didn't let the fear of striking out get in his way. He didn't back off, and he didn't try to bunt. He tried to do what he was good at and knows that sometimes he's going to strike out. A lot of traders, like I mentioned, that I've coached and work with, have a lot of scar tissue. They've got a lot of fear. And as Babe said, that's a great quote. Don't let fear get in your way. You've got to develop a plan. We don't want to strike out. We want to manage losses. So we do have a plan for how we manage them based on time stops. I don't want to put that on these cheaper options and get them just whipsawed by market maker volatility changes. So we don't put an initial stop in the first 5 days. We give it 5 days to work. Then we let it. Then we pull the ripcord if there's something worth capturing still to keep our loss manageable. But that's why I also say, you know, even after a good run, we could have a wipeout or two. And saying if that happens, if you have a strikeout, don't worry about it. Just don't overcommit your capital. Just be reasonable about even after a good run, don't pile all your money into any one trade. Spread it out. So that's really what it's about here. And, you know, the key is that you can't forget about the 800-pound gorilla. It's kind of a scary-looking gorilla. Would not want to run into that thing in the jungle. Want to follow behind that one, not go where he's getting fed, but stay a little bit away. And that's the institutions. And the institutions are the ones who are the big players. Let's face it, whether you and I are trading 10,000 or $1 million, you know, we're still relatively small players against the gorilla-like institutions. But they do follow a certain theme, which is they want to make money just like you and I do, and they have to build positions more gradually. So when you get a good earnings surprise or the downside on a bad surprise, they're going to have to get in on the way into a good news situation more gradually, more persistently. So that's why these trends develop after earnings. Just like they want to get out of something that's not working, it'll take them more time to get out. The gorilla can't jump into the baby pool all at once, do a cannonball, splash all the water out of the pool. They've got to tiptoe in and kind of more gradually work their way in or out of positions. This is why trends develop, and it's why you never fight the direction that big institution wants to go. You trail with it. Also, you know, the fact that there's an edge in the options pricing model, a hole in the Black-Scholes, we call it, pricing model, where those gentlemen won the Nobel Prize for their pricing model back in 1997. Took that to go on to be a part of the long-term capital management hedge fund that blew it in 1998. You say, how is that possible? These are Nobel Prize winners. Well, because they had some flaws in the assumptions that they made about how options should be priced, in my opinion. That they're saying that they should be priced where prices are going to stay around the current price, the zero deviation, they say about 40% of the time. In reality, it's more like about 30 to 32% of the time that they stay around that line, and that the tails, more than two deviations, are actually happening with greater regularity. Still not, doesn't look like a tremendous amount, but about twice as often as what the market, the way the options are priced, expects. Why does that matter? It matters because when you find trends, you can make big money buying relatively cheap options as a trend continues longer than you or I or the market expects. So the idea is that, okay, options are not normally distributed. Moves are not normally distributed. There's still a greater probability of a big move than what the options model accounts for. For example, three deviations on the downside would be about a 3.5% drop in the S&P 500. If that was the case, normally distributed, it only happens about 27 times in a century, over 100 years. The reality is it's happened more than 100 times now since 1927. You know, we're talking about over like 93 years now, more than 100 times. So more than 4 to 1 of what's expected. So the idea being that, okay, there's an opportunity if you know how to find these unusually great trends up or the bus on the way down, right? We're not trading for just the little scalp moves. We're trading for the bigger trend move that's going to kind of get that pile-on effect in. So it's what you're seeing now with the S&P, and you know, we've been taking advantage of it with plenty of great bull trades. And it'll end, and then we'll have a big move on the downside eventually, probably later in the year. With an election year, the bias is to the upside, but it's a year ending in zero. So, you know, that has usually a little bit of a downside bias. So I think it's going to lead to a lot of trading opportunities in both directions. So you want to know how to trade it. So some tools I'm going to show you today include include the CCI, the Commodity Channel Index. This was developed in 1980 by Donald Lambert to trade futures and commodities. But I've shown it to work with a lot of big name stocks, particularly the growth stocks, the tech stocks, health and biotech. The big leaders on the consumer side, like Starbucks, McDonald's, just those kind of big trends up and down in those leading stocks. So we want to find those where they start to really break out up or down, and say this is where you have to start to open your mind up to maybe doing something different than you've been doing. Because a lot of people that I work with at Big Trends, when they came in to start, probably give themselves a grade before they started to learn Big Trends tools of about a C and how well they're doing in their trading. Some people give themselves a D or an F. Some people give themselves a B or a B plus or even an A minus. But the typical boost is about a full grade level after you just even implement this one technique. I've had just tremendous response from this, which is that the word overbought is something that implies that a stock has moved too far, right? It implies you should not buy overbought. But the reality is the best trends go overbought and stay overbought a lot longer than you and I would expect. So that's actually a bullish thing when something goes overbought if it then follows through, if it says the institutions are still going to keep on buying it. They don't care that it's overbought. They know they need to get a position in a big positive earnings situation. They've got to build that up. They want to participate. If hold and they keep selling, that tells you that indeed you've got problems with that stock. They want out. So it's a pretty simple concept, but you have to say you have to relearn some of your technique and some of what you've learned, because most every other textbook will tell you that overbought is bad and oversold is good. And we don't believe that, particularly for these big trends. ADX, developed by Wells Wilder, this is the guy who also developed the RSI, Relative Strength Index, that a lot of people use. ADX is the Average Directional Movement Index. This is a trend indicator. We're going to show you these pieces on a bunch of charts today. I'm just trying to describe them for you. But it's essentially a configuration of how much net new highs are you getting, what Wilder called DMI plus, how much net new lows are you getting, DMI minus. And if you get an upward channel, a lot of new highs, no new lows, that's going to work into a trend, right? So the ADX will start going up in a trending mode. Doesn't mean that ADX going up is bullish necessarily. It means that it's bullish if the DMI plus is above DMI minus. It's bearish if it's an ADX downtrend if the DMI minus is expanding and with new lows and there's no new highs, right? So that's a downtrend. So ADX going up is what we want to see. And then when we look at those DMI lines against it, so we'll show you those charts too. And then one of the innovations I brought into the trading landscape was putting bands around prices. John Bollinger did it with Bollinger bands. I launched Big Trends back in 99 based on my acceleration bands indicator, which I still use today. And this is another variation on acceleration bands that I call Big Trends bands, which is another way to read the Larry Williams percent R percent range indicator. A lot of people probably still haven't heard of Larry's indicator. It's an excellent one, but it's that same principle I was just telling you about, that overbought, when you hit this overbought extreme, you would think that the stock in the market should stop there. This was Baidu, the Chinese Google, as it's often called. So Baidu should stop there. Instead, it keeps going up. So we're jumping in there when it keeps going up, and our Big Trends bands show that we're moving outside of that expected range, and now we're going from range into trend, and you can see the acceleration, and we're not even getting all that move. We're getting 100, 200, 300% in 4 days, and then a couple days later, you look back and go, yeah, it did end up moving more in that case. You can see the Williams indicator just staying in this overbought zone here, but we want to have a visual way to see that, to trade the true top 20% of the percent R moves and readings, or the bottom 20% for the downside below the lower band. So this is that chart now and with all the indicators underneath it. So you see the percent R, and when we break out above that high, it's going to be bull confirmed. That one actually broke out the next bar. Why didn't we buy there? Because the CCI was actually just setting up right there. It needed to close above that, which had happened right there that next day. So we said, okay, we want to get a piece of that. And the ADX is the green line. I'll put an A on that green line there. That's the ADX. You want to see that thing going up. And you can see the ADX actually signaled first before any of the others did, which is kind of unusual. Usually ADX will have a little bit more lag. Usually it'll be percent R first, CCI and ADX right behind it. But all three of these pieces have to be working in my favor. If I just get a percent R signal without the others, if I get two out of the three, that's not good enough. I'm very picky about this because what I find is the institutional pile-on effect really starts to grow once all these indicators are signaling together. So it's like everybody can see that we're moving into a nice trending phase, and you just want to be early enough. You don't have to be picking the bottom. You just want to be early enough that then the institutions are piling on behind you steadily, persistently, and helping push you to your targets. So we don't try to wait until this indicator violates, which might be many weeks later in this case, because sometimes you get stuck in a sideways move like this. You're trying to avoid that as an options buyer. We're talking about options Greeks, so it kind of factor in what most people look at. Most people are deadly afraid of theta. That's the time decay. And that's why most people say, okay, don't buy options, sell options. But the reality is that, if you can minimize your time risk by finding options that are going going to pick up a lot of value quickly because the stock's moving in the form of they're going to pick up deltas. That means you're optioning more and more in line with the stock. When I first launched Big Trends, most of my profits came off of high delta in the pretty conservative, what I would call stock substitutes. If the stock's at 100, I was in 95 call. Well, now you buy the at the money call, the 100 call, sometimes even the 105 call out of the money, and the gamma is going to tell you that if you're right about the move happening, we're not playing for a 1-point move, we're playing for a lot of times for a 5 to 10% move in the underlying stock, that then you get a situation where you're going to pick up deltas really quickly as it goes from out of the money to at the money to in the money. So you can go from a 30 delta to a 50 delta to a 70, 80 delta, and all of a sudden you basically bought an option very cheaply that's now moving very dramatically on each incremental point for the stock. So like here's an example with Rand Gold Resources, GOLD. It's now merged with Barrick Gold. You'll see the symbol is still there, but it's not called Barrick because Barrick bought out or merged with Rand Gold. But great symbol, right? If you're trading gold, GOLD makes sense as a symbol you like to have. Well, you know, and I was recommending Rand Gold since back in the 2006-07 area, thinking, hey, if we get a crash, gold's going to benefit, which it did, particularly Rand Gold, because it was a leveraged name. But bottom line is that, you know, you're looking for where this breakout is confirmed on all the indicators. So here's a case where, like, the initial percent R attempt here, not confirmed by CCI. The ADX hasn't gotten going enough. Right here, ADX starts to look like it might want to go on this move, but you can see that the CCI is still not there. And then here, all of them come together, but CCI is just now telling us that it wants to try to break out right in here, but it doesn't confirm. So we still wait. So you're waiting, waiting, waiting. Our final setup's happening in here when now CCI is ready to go right about here, and then it breaks out right past that. That was happening late August the prior year. Now, you can see that from this perspective, we caught it really well because in 2 days, it gapped up not just our double, but beyond our double. We got a windfall, 160% first target because of the second day gap up here where it opened at the high of that second day. And then you go, oh no, it's reversing. Should I get out of the right? Now you've got more than a risk-free trade. You've got a guaranteed profit in that trade since you sold half your position and more than a double. And now you're saying, okay, we just give it a chance to keep going. What's interesting about this one is the 200% is happening on the second box and the 300% is happening at 0.3 there. And you say, okay, look, at that point, did we know it was going to top out? No. There's times where you can look back on these charts and say, hey, Baidu, it kept going. You should have held on. And then here you say, well, if you waited for it to be stopped out, you'd be back here at about your first target, if not worse, and giving up way too much of your total profit. We just learned that booking those gradual incremental profits is a good way to trade. So from that perspective, you know, in 8 days, you got a 300% gain on the, we're not getting the whole position out of 300%. We're gradually taking the profits, double, triple, quadruple, or in this case, a little more than the double, obviously, on the first piece. But the thing that you've got to be careful about is the time chart here, because most people look at a 30-day or less option. Say we're in at the money or out of the money. We're just talking about the time premium portion of that option's value. And you say, whoa, it loses like 2/3 of its total value here in that last 30 days or less, right? We're usually trading these about a month and a half out down to, we will not hold them with 2 weeks to go. If we're at the 14 days before expiration point, we are out no matter how good the position is. But generally speaking, this first little bit of time decay is pretty manageable here. If you buy a month and a half option, you give yourself a week for that thing to start working. If it doesn't work after a week, you've still got a 4 or 5 weeks left in that option to say, okay, we can blow it out, salvage a good amount of time value that's left and say, let's just get rid of it, move on. So I call that a time stop. And the 5-day time stop rule has been a very good one for us on a grand slam type of a trade. If I was quick trading, if you're using an hourly chart, you might use 5 hours. You know, I'm using in more of a daily chart, as you'll see in these examples. So I'm using 5 days. And you look at some of the names that we like to trade, this is not all of them by any means, but you can see there's a lot of tech on there. Some of the Chinese names like Baba, we just cashed in more than the double on Baba here about a week ago. And then Baidu, those would be two of the bigger China names that we like to trade. And then, of course, you've got your other tech names, Microsoft. Of course, the FANG names can be traded. Tesla's had a tremendous run. But, you know, some of those, you got to really catch it just right because the options are expensive on some of those, like Tesla. Some of these other ones, like, say, a MasterCard and a Visa, these credit card companies have been very consistent for us. You know, we've had success even in the commodities names over time with, like, a GOLD or a Schlumberger is one of our favorite oil service names. And then, of course, the cash cows, as I call it, like a Starbucks, those type of names we mentioned before, whether it's a Johnson & Johnson or McDonald's or whatever, we're going to definitely be interested in those blue chips. You think those names don't move that fast. They move in line with the market, but sometimes they get going up or down more, and you can really get some fairly cheap option premiums off of some of the just standard blue chips, not to mention some of the big growth names here, like an NVIDIA or what have you. But like, here's one like Best Buy. Best Buy has been very good to us. You think, hold on, bricks and mortar retailer, you know, that's a dime buying industry, right? Everything's going online. Well, they've gone online too, but the beauty of this is that not like they just had a good earnings report this past quarter and we cashed it in again for another doubler on BBY. But this was one previously where we just kind of rode that steady move. And you can see that this is actually a think or swim chart. So the percent R breakout's actually happening back here, but we're not buying yet because the ADX is the one that took a little bit more time. Here, ADX is in red. It goes confirmed right here at the end of that day. So at the end of that day, we're buying the next morning. And you see, we endure a little retracement back to the big trend span support, and then it starts to go. And so we get a double here, you can see, after about 2 weeks. So you say, gee, that seems like a long wait compared to what I was just showing you. But that's okay, because you're saying, look, the stock was trading about 62.5. We're buying about 5 points out of the money. And you say, whoa, that sounds risky. But the idea is that, you know what, if we're not right in 5 days, and we're not right after 2 days, 3 days, we're still not right. 4 days, we're right. 5 days, we're right. So the idea here is that, okay, we're good to go on the fifth day, sort of check mark there, that we're still above where we got into that trade. And the stock is, even if the option's not making us that much money yet, the stock is doing what we said it was going to do. If it's not doing what we said it's going to do, get rid of it after the 5 days. It's a good rule just to move on and move on to the next opportunity. Now, sometimes that final piece won't get to the 300. We got 200 on the next piece up here, 0.2. And you see, we were close to that triple as it ran up a little bit more, but then at 0.3, we're actually back to about 118% on the final piece. So we gave it a chance, but said, okay, you know what? We're running out of time. That first Friday before that was a January expiration. So the first Friday in that January, we're out of that trade. So like, we're not in any January positions with another week to go before expiration. We would have been out of any January positions by last Friday. So it's a good rule of thumb to say, okay, let's make sure that we're sensible about not exposing ourselves to too much volatility. Here's a more recent one with Best Buy. You see that we were picking this one up off of what we call a retest. Now, a retest means you're getting retracements. The CCI retracement in yellow here has just happened, and we're holding that support. Percent R's retest is happening right about here. We're holding that support. So you have this ton of support in here around 66.5, 67 bucks. We're buying it as that's still good, and the ADX is actually still going up. That green line still rises. So we're going, this thing is showing some good ready to pop potential, and we're buying out of the money. We're buying, the stock's about 67, and we're buying 72.5. We get 102% in the first piece, and then 75% as it starts to flip down that same day, 9 trading days later. So the beauty of this is saying, okay, we gave it that chance. Actually, I take it back. The first piece was out before that. We had an earnings opportunity. This is the only time that I'll hold an options purchase into earnings, is if I've sold half the position at a double or more, gotten all of our risk capital back. Now you have that free trade, that free roll opportunity, and it did start to gap up on the earnings, and then it started to do that hook, a reversal, and we're saying, okay, then we got to say, this is not working. So that's why we said, okay, we didn't get to our 200% target. It's rolling down under 100. Get rid of it at 75. You're still making a healthy profit. You average about an 85% gain on the total trade there, 88%. So the other thing I look at that a lot of other option traders don't look at is what I call option charts. What's an option chart? Well, all it is just plot the price of the option that you're considering trading and say, is that any different than the stock chart? I've even had very experienced option strategists tell me, why do you bother? It's the same kind of price chart. It's not, because an option, as you know, is a different vehicle than a stock. It has a time limit, a time decay in it that a stock does not have. It also has volatility priced into that option that the stock does not have. You know, you could trade the most volatile stock out there and you're not paying a premium to trade that volatile stock. You're just having to have the cast iron stomach to deal with the big ups and downs. We try not to do that, right? We try to find those more consistent, steady big trends, persistent trends. But the idea is that the option is going to be very expensive on that high volatility stock, right? So that option chart is going to be more vulnerable to a lot of erosion and volatility, and that's not the kind of profile you want. You know that if you buy an at the money or out of the money option, the stock stays flat, it's big trouble, right? That's going to show you that stock's going nowhere, but your option's losing value day after day if you're not getting that trend bias working for you. Now, our biggest win example here is Microsoft. When you say Microsoft, your biggest winner would be Microsoft. That's a pretty steady stock. But the idea is that this is another one of those that, you know, here's one where we're getting the percent R and the CCI both setting up and signaling a little early on this chart. And then we're waiting for that ADX to come around here as it does. And then the stock's trading about 77.5. We're buying an 80 strike call out about a month and a half to the November expiration. And we get the double about 6 days into the trade. So the stock goes from about 77 to 79. That 2 point move is good for 100% gain. We only paid, I think, $55 a contract. Its quote is 55 cents. We paid $55 a contract. Four contracts, you could have got that for $220 plus your commission. As you know, one of the great things that's happened too is that commissions have been cut down to next to nothing by the options brokers out there. So you can do this with a small account even better these days. place than you could have with minimum ticket charges in the past that are gone. So that's a really tremendous opportunity for the typical beginning trader, or, you know, want to test it out with a small amount of money trader. Now, you see, so we're out of that from that first buy actually to the next point there. We're out of that trade right before earnings. That first half right before earnings. We say, okay, now it's doing nothing right before earnings. But look, everything's still staying in that overbought status and the ADX is still rising here. So the beauty of this is that we're saying, look, we're going to roll the bones and we're going to go for it on the earnings. If it gaps down, we're probably going to get wiped down the second piece and end up with a break-even trade. If it gaps up, as this one did, we're going to end up, in this case, with 756% right off the open, 84 point, I think it was like 84 and a half there. And we said, thank you very much. We'll cash in on the 80 call, like $4.71. So we bought it at 55 cents, right? 0.55 to 4.7. You can see you're at a multiple of like 8.5 times. So the beauty of that is that, okay, that's the asymmetric risk reward of options. We could have had a break-even trade. Instead, we ended up with a 428% average trade. So it's one of those situations where that gives you a lot of upside versus a manageable downside. When you sell half at a double, then you can ride into the earnings. That's the only time that I'll ride them into earnings. And by the way, there's the option itself. You can see the option was just starting to show some breakout percent R characteristics. This was a retest on an options chart. And it held that retest around a buck right before the big gap up where we cashed out at 471. It went to $6 that day. I didn't care. Then it was back at $3 and change the next couple of days. So this is where you just say, thank you very much, Mr. Market. Take the money and run. Now, sometimes we give it that chance. We make the first double on this one here in a matter of just 3 days, right? So we're saying, okay, this looks like that same profile I was just showing you. July 140 call. We're not going to 140. We only went from about 132 to 136 or 37, up about 5 points, maybe 4% move on the stock, and we double the option. That's like 25 times leverage, right? That's great. But then you see, we're betting it's going to keep going. It doesn't. It starts to flip back down, and we do have profit protection rules to say, okay, don't totally give up your profit. And we make 32% on the second piece and say, okay, at that point, we're done. Because now you're saying, okay, 100 plus 32 divided by 2, you're at a 66% gain on the total position. So you can protect yourself to still make sure you can achieve a healthy profit majority of the time once you're in that nice first profit position. Here's another example of Southwest Airlines. We caught it taking off, pardon the pun, but the idea being that, you know what, you think Southwest, this is not one that's going to make a double or a triple. And you're saying, look, it's already had this first big leg. You say, Heedley, you've missed it. You know, there's your first breakout. It looks like your first for sure breakout right here, and then follow through the next day. So we're buying right in the support level around $60 on the stock. You can see we're buying 65 calls and the stock's at $60. We're paying $70 a contract. That's 70, quoted 70 cents on 100 shares of $70 for 4 contracts that cost you $280. Of course, you can do a lot more. And for our model portfolio, we're in for about 14 contracts. But the idea is that, you know, okay, you know, we get that double. We sell half of our 14. We sell 7 of those contracts at the double when the stock's gone from, as you can see, 60 up to about 63, up about 5%. So another 20-to-1 leverage kind of situation. And it makes 200% 11 days later, and it kept going from there. CVS Pharmacy, this is one that, you know, you'd think is very slow, steady kind of a name. We had to endure 4 days of sideways action. We were actually close to getting stopped out here. After the fourth day, we were basically flat. But on the fifth day, check it off, it's working in your favor here, and you stick with the trade. On the eighth day, we're getting our double. On the 11th day, it's rolled over on us. And so we're averaging out again to about a 64% gain on the total position. So the idea here is that we're not always going to hit the home run, but we're going to give ourselves the potential to manage the trade and give it a chance. But if it doesn't go, get rid of it. Mylan Labs, this is one of those that sometimes you'll see this with out of the money options. It takes a little bit of time to get that move going. And you look back at Mylan Labs, generic drug maker, right? You know that Mylan, that looks like a great long-term breakout over $40. And of course, all the indicators are setting up, the ADX, the CCI, everything coming on board pretty much at the same time that we're getting into this trade here. We'll retest on the percent R, which we like to see. And we're stock's 40 and a half. We're buying a 5% out of the money, 42 and a half call. $62 a contract. So you can see, you can get not only a lot of contracts, which is not my goal, but that you can get, you know, an option that's got a reasonable chance to go from out of the money to in the money. You can see about the time it's going to the strike price or a hair above it, from about $43, we're taking that option from 62 up to $1.24 and getting our first double target. Then a couple of days later, it goes from 43 to 44. Now those deltas are kicking in. We're getting more bang for our buck, and that $1.24 has now gone up to $1.86. Final piece out at that 4 times 62 cents, which is a $2.48. So it's about $2.50, right? $2.50 over against 42.5 means you're up to about $45. That fits, right? You can see it's right up into it, and then we're done. Whatever happens from there, we'd say, thank you very much. Take the money and run to the next opportunity. That's how you keep on on rolling over your money into the next great thing. We like to say at Big Trends that we're not in the storage business when we get into an option trade. We're in the moving business. We want to move that trade in. We want to move it out. So if it's performing, we want to let it keep working for us and keep moving in our favor. But if it's not performing, we move it out, even if it's taking a little bit of a knock on a time stop. We gave it time. It didn't work. Give it goodbye and move on to the next opportunity. Like I said, every once in a while, it's gone too much against us that might just say, okay, fine, it's not worth closing out. Just give it a chance and then know that that can happen too. So keep that in mind, because it's like, you know, not every situation is going to be in your favor. But the beauty of this whole strategy is you're dealing with the gamma that's going to boost your potential bang for your buck. You can do this with a very small account. The option charts tell us, is the option really working like the stock's working? A lot of times you'd be surprised. The out of the money options, the stock starts to move and the option doesn't. So you need to see that the option is starting to move too. And we do this now across about 50 stocks that really fit this parameter. When you become a subscriber, you get all the rule sheets as well as the list of what we call our focus list of stocks. Now, here's an example with Schlumberger. Actually, Schlumberger, I thought this year might kind of follow the same pattern, but so far it hasn't done that this year. But right at the end of 2017, going into 2018, the stock was stuck for months right around this resistance around $67. And then I saw it start to get through $68. Start to get through there right on the very first day of the new year, and we're in there buying the next morning as our indicators have gone bullish, and we're buying an out of the money 72.5 call, and the stock's trading just under $70. Not very far out of the money, right? And it only cost us $100 to control that. And the stock went up, as you can see, very quickly. On the fifth day, got to its 300% profit target. So 100, 200, then 280. And within 5 days, it was at 300. So you want to see these things move fairly quickly in your favor. We shouldn't be having to hang around and hope that it's going to eventually come back around. So some of the keys to being a successful Grand Slam options trader, and this is a service that we do daily updates on. We'll update our subscribers. Hey, we're in this position. Here's our stop. Here's our target. If we need to change those stops and targets, we'll tell you via real-time email, and you can get it also via real-time text to your smartphone. I'll show you how to do that in a minute. There's got to be a catalyst. Obviously, these are mostly technical trades, but they're technical trades with a perspective, a fundamental backdrop of the earnings have the wind at our back, and we're following those big institutions to the next big score. Volume can surge, breakout in the technicals is usually what's driving this, and all those technicals have to be in place. By definition, when you're buying these options for a buck or less, they're going to be out of the money options, especially when you're going out usually more than a month when you get them started. You know, so like right now, you know, like the February expiration has about 5 weeks left. We could still technically be trading the February expiration this next week, but after that, we'll probably be looking on to the March expiration. The third week of each month is a traditional monthly options expiration. There are weekly options out there, but that would become very speculative, and we're trying to create stability for our subscribers while still giving you a great growth profile over time. As I said, when you buy these out of the money options for a buck or less, you're going to have a lot of gamma. That means if you're right and you start to get not just 1 point moves in your favor, but 2, 3, 4, 5 points in your favor on that stock, whichever stock it is, that out of the money going to at the money going to in the money picks up a lot of delta very quickly. So the beauty of that is that each new point that moves in your favor becomes more and more valuable to you. It's like the Warren Buffett talking about power of compounding is the eighth wonder of the world. You know, you're compounding your relatively cheap investments into bigger and bigger potentials with each point that you can stay with that name. So this is why you can't just get sort of itchy trigger fingers and book a quick profit at a 30% or 40% or 50% gain and say, oh, I feel good about that, when it could go on to double, triple, or quadruple in very short order. So you want to give yourself a chance to let those run and let those gains compound for you over a period of days or sometimes a couple or 3 weeks. Most of these are going to happen very quickly in a week or two. So, and we don't hold more than 4 positions open at a time. So that's another thing, is that you can compound your capital with this by saying, okay, look, you're not going to be putting a bunch of money into any one trade. Even if we had 4 trades on and you were investing $400 per trade, you might have $1,600 total at max into the service for a small account trader. That, you know, typically a small account trader might have $3,000 to $5,000 to get started. That still gives you plenty of cash to work with, even if you have a little bit of a bad run in between at some point. So you've got to always be planning for the potential for how you manage your risk while still looking at the overall upside of this strategy. The time stop has been the thing that saved our bacon multiple times. It also just cleans up your portfolio. It gets rid of the non-performers. Sometimes you get a situation that's just sort of flatlining, not really doing much. And so like, okay, it's not really hurting me. It's not really helping me. But your expectation should be that within 5 days, you should have started to see profits. If you're at flat after 5 days, I call that being wrong. I call that, okay, it didn't do what we thought it was going to do. I take the accountability to say, let's move it on. And the time stop is a great thing to implement across your option trades, whether you buy or sell options, because it gives you a heads up of like, hey, by this point, it should have been starting to work in my favor. If it's not, you can't get lulled into the complacency that a lot of option traders end up getting stuck in trades because they just kind of keep hoping on a trade that doesn't move. So we booked that windfall gain at 100, 200, and the final 300% on, you get a gap. If we were to quickly gap up to 200, we take our dub to half out of the double and the other quarter out of the triple, and we don't have a quarter remainder on the final target. So we progressively take that money out. As I said, the way to mess this strategy up is to overcommit your capital on a percentage basis. I think in percentage terms, 5 to no more than 10% of my capital allocated per trade. If I've got a $10,000 account I'm starting with, I'm not putting in more than $1,000 a trade. That's 10%. If you're starting with a $50,000 account, you know, you wouldn't want to put in, probably you'd get start with 5 and then work your way up to 10. The beauty of this is it's scalable. So as you gain confidence, I've got traders that are doing with 100,000 plus, and I'm like, I don't care how confident you are in the system, don't commit more than that 10% maximum cap. It will truly help you manage not just your financial drawdown potential and your financial gain, but it'll also help you manage your psychological and emotional capacity to withstand occasional givebacks and stay with the next trade to come. The beauty of this too is I give you weekly video training. So you're not going to get a black box system where you don't know what's happening. You'll learn all this. You can actually start applying yourself across your other option trades, your stock trades, and even a market evaluation. This is an interesting one with Akamai because we took it from everything I'm teaching you about the daily charts, and I'm going to then move it on the next slide to the intraday on Akamai as well. You can see you've got this nice little kind of classic sort of cup and handle pattern, right? You're seeing this sort of little cup forming, then you're seeing this little handle forming here. That's a classic investor's business daily kind of a pattern. The beauty for us is I don't have to guess what that pattern looks like. I'm just saying, you know, for us, we know that we've got everything that's signaling. The ADX is signaling, the percent R signaling, the CCI is ready to go as well. And you're saying, okay, we had to endure 3 days of sideways action. On the fourth day, we're profitable. Fifth day was the key tell. Fifth day and after, we better be above where we got in. You can see we're above that, starting to break out through that channel. And then when it really convincingly goes, we're already in. We're not chasing at that point. The stock goes quickly from about $70 to 75 in a day. That bar is where we got all three of our profits, 100, 200, and 300. If you look at the intraday chart, you see where we first got in here on the far left. It's kind of interesting, isn't it, that you look at like that first leg up of pattern, you say, okay, well, then you guys were a little late on that intraday chart. We were looking at the daily, that's why. Then you see this dead zone here happens. Then look at where the next good little trend is here. We're getting the breakout in CCI, percent R, ADX comes on board a little bit after. You get a little bit of a trend here. Then it gets flat again for another period. And then look at this, everything going at once here. Boom, boom, boom. Ready to roll here. It's 70 and a half, $71. And there's our targets, 100, 200, 300. Now you say, you were out early. The next morning it gapped up. There was news that came out that afternoon that an activist player had snatched up board seats and was going to try to shake the company up. Akamai is a name you may not know, but it's a big internet player and now in the cloud player. But the idea is that, you know, at that point we've gotten our targets, 100, 200, 300 on the seventh day. Then we rested, right? The idea being that we're saying, look, we did our job. We cashed this in. Now we're out. We're concerned about the potential for a flip. As that news came out about that activist investor initially popped and then it gave it all back and then some, as you see it reversing. So the beauty of this is that news flow may end up helping our position, but by that point, we're oftentimes starting to book profits. Here was a prior example. As I told you, we just booked a double on Alibaba calls here in this up move for the market, but here's a prior bear example. We've talked about a lot of bear examples, but here's one where everything's starting to signal down on Alibaba in the prior September. At this point, stock's trading about 161. You're saying we're buying a 140 put. That's pretty far out of the money, right? That's 10% out of the money. I was a little concerned about that, but the first quick pop in our favor the next day gets us a double the next day as it goes down about 5 points, 100% profit. So stock's dropped about 3%. We're making 100. That's like 33-1 leverage. And then you see as it starts to keep going in our favor, we don't get the triple target and then starts to reverse. And we say, let's not hang around. We take the 69% gain. Glad we did, because you see then it starts to reverse the other direction. So you're trying to give it a chance to have that pile on kind of crash-like experience. But if it doesn't happen, you've got to be even a little bit more nimble a lot of times with puts. Here's one that's kind of slow and steady on the downside that we made good money on, U.S. Steel. You know, everybody thought tariffs would help, but didn't work so well, right? You know, so basically you can see here that with the 30 strike puts, the stock's trading at just about 31, maybe 31 and a half. So we're buying slightly out of the money. We're paying $86 a contract. We get our double. We came very close to a triple on this next move. It's got to about 180%. And then it started to flip too hard over the next couple of days. And we got out at 66% on the second piece. So 100% on the first piece, 66 on the second, you're averaging 80 plus percent there, 84%. As I said, if you came in late, if you were taking just $1,000 on every trade, good and bad and ugly, you know, saying, okay, you'd be up 22 grand plus gross before commissions. But like I said, commissions have now basically gone to next to nothing for options traders. And this is just a simple buy. So we're not doing spread trades here. We're keeping it really clean and simple. You can see when we break out a trade like Intel three times and you say, why is it broken out three times? Because you'll see it on our track record up 100% on the first piece, 101 in that case, 200 on the second. We're going for 300 on the third. So from 67 bucks to contract entry, you can see where we're getting half a quarter. We don't get there on the final piece. And then the exit is happening by the 30th. So that was in for about 20 calendar days, which would be 3 weeks. But without the weekends, of course, you're in for a total of just under 15 trading days. So you say, okay, that's what we're looking for. Disney, like I said, was a minus 100. So that can happen. We thought it was going to fire with all the news happening around Disney Plus, Star Wars, new movie, et cetera, didn't fire as much as we thought and say, okay, you know what? The indicators look good, didn't fire. And it was just perhaps priced a little too well into that equation. Now, what I want to do is I'm going to take a few questions here in a sec, but I want to point out to you a great way that you can take advantage of my Grand Slam service. Usually, my subscribers will pay thousands to get into a year of the service because they know that they can make many more thousands. But what I'm doing for you is I'm doing something really special, which is I'm going to give you a chance to try it for a month. When you go to members.bigtrends.com/slam, and I know David's putting that into the chat box. Thank you, David. That it'll pop up this page here. We're just taking you right to the order page. Usually the best I'll do for even my VIP Big Trends followers is allow them to auto-renew it every month at $99 a month. This will auto-renew after the first 30 days that you try it, $99 a month. You can cancel it in the first 30 days if you don't like it, but the first month's special I'm going to give you is just $39. I don't do free trials because I found that people that get free trials typically don't follow a method. They typically, when I call them back, say, what did you think about the great performance we just had? They're like, what are you talking about? I wasn't even paying attention to it. Because if you don't put any money into it, you're not really vested. So if you can't put $39 in, you shouldn't be trading. Let's just face it. You know, $39 is next to nothing. But it gives you just a little bit of skin in the game to say, okay, let me follow this. Whether you trade it or just watch it for the next 30 days, you're going to get typically about 6 to 8 trades a month. So we're talking about as little as $5 a trade you're paying. $39 for the next 30 days. Now, about $5 a trade. So you're saying, okay, from that perspective, all you do, it's the coupon code's already applied. You're saving $60 off of a usual best monthly rate. It's usually a couple $1,000 a year on my website for Grand Slam options. So you're getting a fantastic way to try it out for 30 days, give it a trial run, see what you think. And you got to go to members.bigtrends.com/slam, not www, members.bigtrends.com/slam. Hit the green checkout button. And what I want to point out to you, you got to fill out, of course, your basic information down here in bold, whichever credit card you want to use. We take all the big ones. But what I want to point out to you is when you get signed up, and you can say you just saw it with me or on a webinar or whatever, but this customer note, if you want to get text alerts, we don't really have a place to do text alerts up there. So what I do is in the customer note say, also text the alerts to whatever your text number is. So put in your number there. And what we also ask you to do is put in if it's AT&T you use, or if it's Sprint or if it's Verizon. Whichever provider you have, type it in behind your number, and that will allow us to get each text that we send out on the proper batch list. We send all the batches out at once, but they go so that they don't get hung up. What we found is that if we dumped everybody onto one total text list, it would sometimes get hung up. If one hang up caused a hang up for everybody, that'd be a problem. So we do break them out. So tell us which provider you've got, Sprint, T-Mobile, whatever, you know, put it in there. And then the terms and conditions spell out everything that you need to know. So you can go to that link there. But the one thing I do want to point out to you is it is an automated renewal program, which means that every 30 days, it will rebill for $99 a month. I believe you're going to be so happy. You're going to be very happy. You're on the rebill and you got it so cheaply. But if you're not happy with it, we give you the cancellation policy where you can email, write in, fax in, whatever, to cancel within the first 30 days if you don't like it, if it's not for you, if it's got too much volatility. You know, I'm counting on the upside volatility more than making up for the downside volatility. So you're going to be very happy. If you're not, I don't expect you're going to continue. But if you're paying attention and hopefully taking advantage of this, I think you're going to look back and say, wow, even $99 a month is a steal, even for a small account that has the potential to make many thousands over the course of a year. And obviously for bigger traders, it's a slam dunk. So I call it slam. So it's a grand slam for options. And also it's basketball season here in Kentucky where I am. I'm going to be going to the Kentucky Wildcats basketball game here in an hour. It's right around the corner from my office here in downtown Lexington. Go Cats. But bottom line is that, you know, it's a slam dunk too. You know, I mean, for $39 to try this out for a month, see what you can do, I think you're going to be very pleased. I know I've gone on probably too long, probably took up time for questions. I'll hand it back to David and Anka if they have anything else they want to ask me or move on to the next presenter. I want to thank you all for having me, and hope to see you again real soon.
Thanks, Bryce. Great presentation.
So, thank you, David. Appreciate it.
Thanks for being here.
Pleasure.
All right. Thank you so much for the presentation. Once again, the website is bigtrends.com. Take advantage of this special offer. And we're getting ready for